بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Our discussion continues about الهدي النبوي. الهدي النبوي. What does that mean? الهدي. What is al-hadyu? His guidance. Naam, ahsanti. Al-hadyu al-nabawi. The prophetic guidance. But al-hadyu, meaning his guidance in his manners and in his daily conduct, in the way that he acts, meaning in his behavior, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is called a hadyu, in person's his demeanor and the way that he walks and acts and eats and drinks and the way that one carries themselves and behaves. Huh? Who has the best hadyu?
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Khayrul hadyi hadyu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of all guidance and the best of all manners and the best of all behavior is the behavior and the manners and the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Allah, He sent him. He sent him to teach the people how to be good. And He sent Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show the people the good way. The good way that leads to paradise, and the good way that leads to Jannah, and the good way that leads to all good things in this life and the hereafter. And also Allah sent Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, in order to teach the people and to warn them from the bad ways. To teach them about also the bad things and the bad ways so they can stay away from that and they can be safe from that. So we have to learn about the good things so we can do it and we can benefit from it. And also we learn about the bad things. Also, we learn about the bad things so we can stay away from it. Because some people, they do bad things. But if you ask them, do you want to do bad things? They say, no, of course not. A'udhu billah, I don't want to do bad things. But then whenever we see them, they do bad things. Why? Because they don't even know that sometimes those are bad things. Sometimes they don't even know that it's bad. They think that it's good and really it's bad. Because they don't know the hadyu of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, we gather together again by the permission of Allah and by His fadl and grace upon us and by His mercy to learn about the guidance of the best of all mankind, the best man, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the things He has warned us from and from the things He has given us guidance with regards to, and He has taught us how to protect ourselves from this evil, is the evil of ash-shaytan. Ash-shaytan, he is the devil. And he is the enemy of mankind. And shaytan, he tries to make the people go to the hellfire. And Allah commanded shaytan to make sujood to Adam, and he refused. And he refused. And he became a disbeliever. And he is cursed. And he is far from the mercy of Allah. But all of this is with the permission of Allah and with His wisdom. With His wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to test the people who is going to be good. And who is not going to be good. Who is going to strive against their soul to obey Allah. And who is going to just do whatever they like and disobey Allah. Who is going to fall into the traps of shaitan and follow his bad ways and his evil whispers. And who is going to reject that and believe in Allah and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strive to earn His pleasure and strive to go to Jannah? Who is going to do this and who is going to do that? Because some people, they're going to go to Jannah. And other people, they're going to go to the hellfire. Some people, whenever they die, the angels come to them and they give them salam. And they say, you did a good job. And we're going to protect you and we're your helpers and friends today like we were in this life. And they give them glad tidings. And other people, when the angels come to them and take their souls, they beat them and their faces and their backs and they strip their soul out of their body and it's very, very bad. The good people have a good ending and a good life. And the bad people, they don't have good endings. And they don't have a good life. Naam. So we have to learn the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and hope that Allah will allow us to benefit from that so that we can have a good life and so that we can have a good ending and so that we can go to Jannah. You want to go to Jannah? Do you want to go to Jannah? How do you going to get there?
To follow the Prophet.
To follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What about if somebody says they want to go to Jannah but they follow Shaitan? Are they going to get there just because they say that? No, they're not going to get there just because they say that. So no doubt we have to say that we want to go to Jannah, but also we have to do the same thing. Right? Also we have to do the same thing. Huh? That we say. We have to say we want to go to Jannah, then we have to do the things that lead us to Jannah. Because there are some actions that if people do them, and there's some statements likewise, if people say them, then they go to Jannah. Those statements and those actions take them to Jannah by the permission of Allah. There's other actions and there's other statements that the people who do them, those statements take them to the hellfire and cast them on their faces in the hellfire because of their statements and their actions. Statements and actions are very, very important. Naam. And that's why Allah, He sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so we can follow him, because he knows the good statements and he knows the good actions. And he also has warned us from all of the bad statements and the bad actions. From the good statements and the good actions we have seen yesterday, and the means for a believer to protect himself and for a believing woman or a young girl to protect herself likewise from shaitan, is that they will say,
Bismillah.
They will say Bismillah. This statement here, we don't ever want to forget. This statement here, we want to know it and know what it means and say it a lot. Say it a lot, especially at certain times. What does it mean, Bismillah? In the name of Allah. Literally, it means in the name of Allah. But this is not even a whole sentence. If somebody's in the name of Allah, is that a complete sentence?
No.
With the name of Allah, is that a complete sentence? Huh? No. Even Bismillah, that's not even a whole complete sentence. But there's an understanding. There's the understanding that's called implied meaning. And whenever you say it, for example, whenever we start class, Bismillah. Whenever you eat your food, Bismillah. Whenever you go in your house, Bismillah. Whenever you try to ride your bicycle, Bismillah. Whenever you do anything that you want to do good in this life, Bismillah. Like this, but it means that with the name of Allah, I'm asking His help. I'm asking Him to help me do this. So when saying with the name of Allah, that's mean you're asking Allah to help you. And also you're beginning with His name for another reason. You're beginning with His name because His name is blessed. And the one who begins with the name of Allah, he will have the blessing of Allah. And the one who remembers Allah, he will have the blessing of Allah. And the one who does not remember the name of Allah and his deeds and his actions, then he will not have the blessing of Allah. Naam, Bismillah. Meaning I'm mentioning Allah's name when I do this because I want him to help me. And I want him to bless me and to make my action good. To make my action good. Okay, from that, we seen yesterday, when is the time to say Bismillah specifically? Huh? When somebody takes off their clothing. Why? What's the benefit in that? The shaitan will not be able to see the private parts by the permission of Allah. So therefore the Bismillah, it's strong. It's a strong protector. Huh? The Bismillah, you know what it's called? It's called At-Tasmiyah. At-Tasmiyatu. At-tasmiyah, what does at-tasmiyah mean? To say Bismillah. It comes from the verb for the Arabic language students, and we all should be Arabic language students, by the way. Samma yusammi. Sammi tasmiyatan. Ana sammaytu. To go, ana sammaytu Allaha, I said Bismillah. Huh? To call مثلاً, if you're eating or your sister's eating and she's about to eat and then you think maybe she almost forgot to say Bismillah, what do you say to her?
Say Bismillah.
Sammi Allah to a woman. For a man, you say Sammi Allah. Sammi Allah, like this. You tell them to say Bismillah. And they call Bismillah. Say Bismillah. Naam? Okay, at Tasmiyah. What is at Tasmiyah? Huh? At Tasmiyah, what does that mean? At Tasmiyah, it means to say Bismillah. It means to say Bismillah. It means to say Bismillah. So now we are going to discuss some details about the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam while eating. Huh? He has guidance that he would teach his companions, that he followed himself, and that he would teach his companions sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was eating. And from this guidance is two things that we mentioned so far. What are they? Huh? Bismillah, that's the tasmiyah, and the right hand. Uh-huh. Listen to this narration. It is muttafaqun alayhi, by the way. What does that mean? It's collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. MashaAllah. Allahumma barik. This is the narration of Umar ibn Abi Salama. Who's Abu Salama? The husband of Salama. What's her name? Hind. Hind bint Abi Umayyah. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. Huh, what happened? Abu Salama, he died. And then after that, Salama, huh? The Prophet Muhammad married her. So Abu Salama and Salama, they had a child. His name was Umar. After Abu Salama died, radiallahu anhu, and Salama, radiallahu anha, she married the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At this time, who is living with the Prophet now? Umar. Umar who? Ibn Abi Salama. Umar ibn Abi Salama. He was a young boy. Huh? A young boy. Like a little boy. Not a big boy, a little boy. A young boy. Huh? And he's living with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's not grown up. He's not of the age of puberty. Radiallahu anhu. What did he say? Kuntu gulaman fi hijri rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I used to be a little boy, and I was under the care of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There's many, many benefits in this narration. Let's see if we can find some. Huh? Before the teacher mentions them. Think. This little boy, he was under the care of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, وَكَانَتْ يَدِي تَطْلِشُ فِي صَحْفَةً. And my hand, I used to eat, and my hand used to go all over the place. They would eat together in the food, and he would take his hands like this, taking food from here, taking food from there, taking food from there, and taking food from here, and right here, and right here. He said, my hand is going all over the place on the bowl, and in the plate. I mean, they eat together like this in one plate, and you're right there, and she's right there, and he's right there. And then he's taking food from here, and food from there, and food from here, like this. Huh? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say to him? He said to him, Ya Gulam. Is that a nice way to talk to somebody? Oh, young boy. Young man. You young boy. Sammillah. Say. Sammillah.
Say Bismillah.
Say Bismillah. MashaAllah. Translators. Waqul bi yaminik. And
eat with
your right hand. Waqul mimma yalika. And eat from that which is close to you. And eat from that which is close to you. So here we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught Umar ibn Abi Salama radiallahu anhuma three very important and beneficial manners in eating. Who can find them? What are these three manners?
Say Bismillah.
You say Bismillah.
Eat with your right hand.
Eat with your right hand. And you eat from the place that's close to you. You eat from the place that's close to you. MashaAllah. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. What happens if, for example, if we are all eating together and then somebody is taking the food from in front of somebody else? Do you think they like that?
No.
Everybody has rice and chicken. And instead of taking the food right in front of somebody, they reach over and they take the food from in front of their brother. Huh? They leave the food in front of them and they go over there and they start taking the food from in front of somebody else. Is that nice?
No.
That's not good manners. That's not nice. Taking the food from in front of somebody else. That might make them upset or make them feel bad. Right? So therefore, the good manners is to do what? Is to eat the food that's in front of you. To eat the food that's in front of you. Before all of that, the most important one is that somebody says, huh? Says Bismillah. He says Bismillah. Somebody says, before you eat, you say Bismillah. What happens if somebody didn't say Bismillah? That's going to come. That's right. But what should you do? Huh? Yell at them?
Bismillah.
Huh? What's happened in the narration? What did the Prophet say? Did he yell at him? No. Did he call him names?
No.
Don't you know? What? Huh? You always forget. Talk bad to him? What did he say to him? He said to him in a good way. He reminded him, but how did he remind him? Harsh?
No.
Mean?
No.
Belittling?
No.
None of that. None of that. He reminded him in a good way. He reminded him in a nice way. He reminded him in a good way. You want to know how, if your sister forgets, how you should remind her?
In a good way.
Yeah, you should remind her in a good way. But how can we know the good way? What is the good way?
Following the Prophet.
That's following the Prophet. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's right. But how, and in our mind, how can I make sure if I did it the good way or not? I should do it the way I would like them to do it to me. If I remind somebody, for example, to say Bismillah, after I'm done, I was like, said to myself, would I like it for her to remind me the way I reminded her? If I do, then I did it the right way. If I do, I did it the right way. If you remind somebody, or you correct somebody, or you teach somebody, and then in the end you think to yourself, would I like it if they teach me that same way? Oh no, I wouldn't like that. Then that means I didn't teach them the right way. If I remind somebody and then after I remind them, I think to myself, would I like it if they reminded me like that? Then if I say, no, I would never like them to remind me like that, then that means I did not remind them the right way. If somebody made a mistake and I correct somebody, and then after I correct them, I think to myself, "What if I made that mistake, would I like somebody to correct me like that? If I go, no, I would never like somebody to correct me like that, then that means I didn't correct them the right way. You understand that? So how do we correct somebody and remind them?
In a good way.
The way that we would like them to remind us. And the way that we would like them to correct us. That's the good way. That's the good way. And this is also from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ يُؤْتَى إِلَى النَّاسِ كَمَا يُحِبُّ أَوْ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ إِلَى النَّاسِ كَمَا يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُؤْتَى إِلَيْهِ أَوْ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ إِلَى النَّاسِ بِالَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُؤْتَى إِلَيْهِ نَعْمْ. So this is also from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith we see, if somebody forgets, you remind them. If somebody forgets, you remind them. يَا بِنْتِي سَمِّ اللَّهِ. Huh? Ya Ummi, if Ummi forgets, yeah, Samillah. Ya Abi, if Abi forgets, Samillah. Huh? In a good way, like this. Why do you want them to say Bismillah?
Because
why are you reminding them?
If you don't remind them, Shaitan will
eat with them. Yeah, so you don't want the Shaitan to eat with them, so you remind them. Because you want good for them. Because you want good for them. So therefore, we remind the people in a good way. Like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We eat from the food. We say Bismillah and we eat with our right hand. And we eat from that which is close to us. The scholars, they mention that there are other narrations that clarify this. If the food is different types of food, it's okay to eat from. Like for example, if there's some chicken and also along with the chicken, there's some hamburger or some kebab, for example, and then also there's some fish altogether, and only in front of you is chicken, but you really want to get the fish. What can you do? You can only eat chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's fish on the other side though, but it's not in front of you. At this time, it's okay to reach over and get the fish. At this, the food that you eat that's only right in front of you, that's the food that's all the same as everybody else's. The food that's different on the plate, it's okay to reach over and grab that food. Which hand do you grab it with?
The right.
Do you understand now? So for example, if somebody made a whole bunch of different food and the one that you want is not in front of you, that doesn't mean you can't have that food. Rather, you can have that food. But the food that you eat, like that's all the same as everybody else's, that's the one that's in front of you. That's the one that's in front of you. Huh? Okay? Now, what about somebody who forgot to say Bismillah? You know, sometimes people forget. What do? Huh?
You tell them how you
would. Yeah, you teach them. Whenever they say it, what do they say? Huh?
Bismillah.
Oh, you know? Uh-huh. MashaAllah. Have you ever used that one? You use that dua? MashaAllah. Sometimes kids, this is an important one for kids to learn, huh? For everybody to learn. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's narrated from Aisha, radiallahu anha, that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِذَا أَكَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلِيَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. If one of you eats food, you have to mention the name of Allah. فَإِن نَسِيَا أَن يَذْكُرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي أَوَّلِهِ. If he forgot to say, or if he forgets to say the name of Allah in the beginning of the food, the beginning of his eating, فَلْيَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَأَخِرَهُ. Then let him say Bismillah in the beginning and in the end. So therefore, this is the supplication. If somebody who forgets to say Bismillah, and then they remember in the middle of the food, what do they say? Bismillahi أَوَّلَهُ وَأَخِرَهُ. So you add to it these words here. If you say it in the beginning, what do you say? Bismillah. If you forget, what do you say? Bismillah. Awwalahu wa akhirahu. Awwalahu wa akhirahu. This is narrated by Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi, and it is an authentic narration. Naam. Bismillah. Awwalahu wa akhirahu. In this manner. So even if somebody forgets, you don't say, khalas, I forgot to say it in the beginning, it's done. La. La. You say it even when you remember. Naam? Even whenever you remember, you say it, but you add to it, أَوَّلَهُ وَآخِرَهُ. أَوَّلَهُ وَآخِرَهُ. Likewise, to emphasize this affair, it has been narrated from Jabir, radiallahu anhu, that he heard the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, إِذَا دَخَلَ الرَّجُلُ بَيْتَهُ فَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ وَعِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ قَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِأَصْحَابِهِ لَا مَبِيتَ لَكُمْ وَلَا عَشَاءَ. If a man says Bismillah whenever he enters his house and whenever he eats his food, Shaytan will say to his companions, there's no place for you to stay here and there's no dinner for you here either. You hear that? You hear that? If somebody comes to his house, also before they go inside, they have to say Bismillah. This is another sunnah. This is also from the head of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who would like to have shaitan in their home with them? Huh? No way. A'udhu billah. How do we keep shaitan out of the home? But by remembering Allah azza wa jal and saying Bismillah whenever you go in the house. Whenever you come in the house, when you open the door, before you go through, what do you say? Bismillah, you come into the home with the remembrance of Allah. And this is a means to protect shaitan. At this time, shaitan, maybe he's outside. Maybe he's ready to try to whisper to you, or he's going to try to put some tricks on you, and he's going to call his people to help and try to harm the Muslim. But then when he says Bismillah, what happens? He goes away. Waswasil khannas. He goes away if Allah's name is remembered. And he's trying to come inside with you, but then Bismillah, hit the brake. You can't come in here. No coming in here. Huh? No coming in here. Bismillah. Huh? But you have to say it with your tongue and your heart. You have to know what it means. Like, I'm asking Allah to help me. I'm not just saying some words that are just like some words you just say, huh, like this, and they're just words. Bismillah. La, I'm saying that, but I believe in Allah when I say it. That's how you do it. You say it, and you believe in Allah when you say it. You believe in Allah and that Allah will protect you and that Allah is strong and He will help you if you call on Him. So this is a supplication. This is a dhikr, a remembrance, remembering Allah for a reason. Remembering Allah for a purpose because you want Him to help you because you're weak. There's so many things we can't even see them around us. Do you know that? So many things that are around us we can't even see them, like germs and other type of filthy things. And sometimes there's like bugs crawling around. Some of them, they bite you and they're harmful. Some of the germs, they make you sick and diseases. All of these things that we can't see them. But Allah protects us from them. Also from the things we cannot see, shaitan. But Allah, He will protect us from him. But we have to call on him and we have to remember him. We have to call on him, we have to remember him. So if somebody says Bismillah when they come in their house, what happens? Shaitan, oh, you can't stay here. No spending the night here. Then if he says Bismillah whenever he eats, what happens also? Oh, no food for you here. No food for you here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, وَإِذَا دَخَلَ فَلَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ قَالَ الشَّيْطَانَ أَدْرَكْتُمُ الْبِيْدِ. But if he comes into his house and he does not remember the name of Allah when he comes in, shaitan, he says, you got a place to stay now. You can spend the night here. If you don't, if the man comes in his house and he doesn't remember the name of Allah, shaitan, what does he say now? You got a place to stay the night. There's a place for you here to stay the night. Wherever shaitan goes where the remembrance of Allah is not. Well, if there's no remembrance of Allah, shaitan, he's going to go there. Whenever there's the remembrance of Allah, shaitan, he leaves from there. Naam, and then he says, إِذَا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ قَالَ أَدْرَكْتُ مِنْ مَبِيْثِ وَالْعَشَاءِ. So if he didn't remember Allah whenever he came in, shaitan, he says, oh yes, you have a place to stay the night. And then if he does not even remember the name of Allah whenever he eats his food, he says, now you got a place tonight and a place for dinner. You have a place to spend the night and you have a place to have dinner. To have dinner. This is the narration is narrated by Al-Imam Muslim. It's narrated by Al-Imam Muslim. So this is something the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has informed us about. And something that he has warned us from. And something that he has taught us how to be able to be safe from. To protect ourselves from shaitan. From coming into our homes. And from sharing with us in our food. And from corrupting our hearts by remembering Allah. The way to stay away from that, to be safe from that, is to remember Allah a lot. And from that is to say Bismillah when you come in your home. And from that is to say Bismillah whenever you eat your food. Whenever you eat your food and you say Bismillah, whenever you drink. And you don't imitate shaitan and act like him and eat with the left hand or drink with the left hand and give people stuff with the left hand. And we don't be like shaitan and forget Allah Azza wa Jalla when we come on our house. That. From other things, just to mention them briefly, the things that will make shaitan come in people's houses, you know what? Hanging pictures on the wall. Pictures of people and pictures of animals and having statues. And also on clothing, you know, a'udhu billah, having pictures hanging here and there of people, statues of animals. All that this is a means, this is all haram by the way. But also, you know, shaitan, also he loves people that do haram stuff. And he comes around them a lot. And he comes around them a lot. So one way to keep shaitan out of the house, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Remembering Allah Azza wa Jal coming in. And also remembering Allah in the house by reciting the Quran and making the adhkar in the morning and the evening and at the other times, and not having pictures hanging on the wall and having statues around the house and not playing music in the house and watching haram images on YouTube and on Facebook and other things like this. This all means that bring shaitan to the home. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us and our homes and our families from shaitan. Inshallah, tomorrow the class will be on the same link. As I mentioned before, we will continue the next week until the end of the semester. There's 3 weeks. So this week, next week, and the next week, as we're preparing for our test, there's no more Al-Adab al-Shar'iyyah, any class specific for that subject in the book of Al-Bukhari. But rather, we will continue taking some of these adab here and the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to his shama'il and with regards to his the hadi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his daily affairs. And we close this semester, inshallah, in this manner. And then next semester, we begin in our seerah where we left off. And we begin again also with al-adab al-mufrad. And so the rest of the classes for the rest of these weeks will be in this link. The same link today. Everybody use the same link today. Everybody understand that? The brothers and sisters listening, the link tomorrow will be here. On this same link here. We use this link here for Sirah. We open this link for the rest of the remainder of the semester. And next semester, inshallah, we have new links. And this is something that's just related to how to use the Zoom. If I could have the one way, I would. But we can't. Allahu al-musta'an. So therefore, tomorrow we continue our discussion about the hadith, and then next week soon we will have the review for our test announced and available. And then after that we will have our test, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah give us all success to do that which is good. Every day from now on is the same class. We're discussing now the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, completing that portion of our timeline, and the break that we had taken in the shama'il and in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. Jazakumullah khairan.